Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, 20 minutes away from an AMA to wrap things up here. Hump Day, 404-726-0929 is the phone number. All you got to do is call it. We'll put you on hold. We'll say your name and your location, and then you'll ask us anything, and we'll answer it to the best of our ability. We'll get to Grant McCauley in just 1 minute as well, but I do want to remind you that U.S. Open Week is here, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of major championship coverage in Atlanta. Stay tuned all week long for live leaderboard updates from Oakmont in Pennsylvania, brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company. Check our new locations by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views, by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta, open to everyone, and by Humberto Injury Law. When it's game time and winning is the only option, that's U.S. Open coverage all week long on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That's how good our coverage is.
Yeah, man.
We got like 15 sponsors because we're killing it in our golf coverage.
Yeah, man. And can't wait for tomorrow.
What's that?
Don't it start tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, the tournament that I just talked about.
It's not tomorrow. That's why, and that's why I said, that's why you said it would take a minute.
What an idiot. What an absolute idiot. I'm excited for that, too. I'm excited for that, too.
Damn it.
Let's get Grant McCauley in here. My bad. I, too, am looking forward to the golf tournament tomorrow. Grant, how are you?
Doing well, guys.
Hey, any good wrestling things or anything you want to get into? Or, you know, I know that WWE's doing a little bit more with Netflix or something, because, you know, we don't got to talk about the Braves.
Yeah, right? Bo said our truth is back. Yeah. They returned.
I mean, you're only 6 months behind on the Netflix thing, but I'll waive that.
I'm telling
if
you.
If we want to get into that, we can. Yeah. I mean, the Our Truth angle on Monday was a lot of fun, even if it was something that they were forced into doing. But, we can chop up wrestling on Wednesdays at 1:20 if you guys would rather do that. So, yeah, I'm here for it.
Yeah, Grant's our Braves insider, host of From the Diamond every single weekend. You know Grant. You hear him all the time. Let me just start here because this is something that they continue to say. And I want to believe it, but I don't know that I do, that they're a good team with a bad record. Like, if you were a defense attorney and you had to make that argument, where would you start?
Well, I think you start with a run differential. I mean, the Braves are a team that is not giving up a ton of runs. They're not scoring a ton of runs either, though. And that's where I think that the majority of that claim is going to be staked, because if you look at run differential for most clubs, and I think I looked on Sunday, I'd have to go back through it again through the detailed standings and kind of see it, but I think there was only one other team in the National League that has a positive run differential and a losing record, and it was the Cincinnati Reds. And that may still be true. It might have changed. Obviously, there's been, what, 3-4 days worth of action that's happened since I last looked at these stats, but it just kind of tells you it's uncommon to see a club with a winning with a positive run differential and a losing record. Happens a handful of times a year, but it's the exception and not the rule. So that's where I would start with it. And I think you can say, and look at it from the eye test or any other metric, the pitching has been adequate. Has it had struggles? Does it have some things to iron out? Certainly. But the offense has really been the Achilles heel of this club more times than not. And I've said this to the point where I don't know if I want to keep bringing it out there, but I'm going to do it one more time because I like you guys. If the Braves had scored about 15 or 20 more runs in the aggregate this season in the right games, you know, they could be sitting 8 or 9 games over 500 rather than being 8 or 9 under. And that might sound like a throwaway statement. Like, well, yeah, of course, if they scored more, they'd win more. Yes, but my point is they've lost so many one-run games that there are literally 29 instances, well, let's call it 19, that they've lost, where a run or two would have made the difference in having the opportunity to be a quote-unquote better team than what they are and what their record is right now.
It's crazy, Greg, because we were talking about that Monday. We were like, it's just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I mean, it's so crazy because it's such that small little bits that you're absolutely correct. This team could be completely in the opposite direction. That's the most frustrating thing about it. And there's so many.
Yep.
And it's not, I mean, and it's an obvious thing you said, the offense, and it's certain people who you're sitting up there watching. I know Ozzie's been on base all these different times and everything, G-Mac, but still, it still ain't where it needs to be or where we expect him to be. And we've already talked about how Michael is struggling so much at the plate.
Yeah.
But right now, I mean, is it just one of those things where we just got to ride out this storm? I mean, because you see the potential of what happened the day before yesterday, and then also you go back to what the norm has been this year.
Yeah, well, you don't have any other choice, right? Ultimately, I mean, however we want to couch it or whatever angle you want to come at with. And look, they feel the same things. I talked to some of these guys, including Austin Riley, this past homestand, and I asked him, you know, do you feel like you guys are being pitched different? And if so, like, where's the adjustment? What are you seeing right now? Because you know they're spending the time doing the work in the hitters' meetings, in the cage, on the field, early BP. Like, all of that is there. This is not a club that, I've said this before and I'll say it again, is just showing up about 30 minutes before the game, throwing the uniform on, and now not understanding why they're not good anymore. This is a team that continues to work extremely hard, but they have not been able to tackle specifically the adjustments they need to make, I think, in an overall sense, a 30,000-foot view. And it specifically comes home to bite them when they do get something going and you just don't have enough hitters who I think are having that overall confidence at the plate to get the job done when it counts most. And Austin said, look, we're getting attacked early with fastballs. Best adjustment we can make is maybe be more aggressive early in counts. Now the league will see that and say, okay, now they're really aggressive, and we'll flip that back the other way. So it's not as simple as changing a setting on a video game and all of a sudden they're back to normal. Unfortunately, it is just going to be a grind. I think that is the best word for it. They continue to work their way through it, but ultimately it's an individual thing. It's a collective thing, but it's what the Braves offense has been dealing with for going on 14 calendar months now. If you date it back to May the 1st of last year, the Braves are 21st in Major League Baseball in runs scored, and that's coming on the heels of a historic offense that led Major League Baseball in runs scored in 2023. It just doesn't feel like this should be the level of regression that we're talking about.
Let me ask you about one of the stories from over the weekend that is new because it happened and now it seems that it's over. And there's kind of two parts to it. There's the baseball side of it, and then there's the reaction to it. And I understand the reaction given that Kimbrel is a franchise legend. Mm-hmm. What did you make of the, like, kind of the baseball part of it, the way that they used Kimbrel and then moved on, and then also, of course, the reaction to it as well?
Avoidable would probably be the way that I would put it. I don't understand why you don't just call up the other guys that you're going to call up. I think they were waiting on, was it Jose Ruiz, who pitched last night for the first time in a Braves uniform, to get him there. I just feel, use another bridge piece.
Right.
My goodness. I mean, bring up Dylan Dodd and don't pitch him if he's pitched too many times in a row. Like, well, Dylan Dodd had to come off when somebody went on the injured list, so they had to move Daisbell Hernandez to the IL because Dodd had been up and optioned. And I don't know. They ended up in a whole bunch of weird positions. But to get back to the point, the actual question here, with Craig Kimbrel, I just feel like you knew what he was and, more importantly, what he is not by what he was doing in the minor leagues. Nothing about what we saw on Friday should have been a surprise. Oh, 91, 92, yes. That's what he was throwing in the minors. If his breaking ball didn't grade out highly, and I promise you that they're looking at this stuff, why are we going through this exercise? Because it's just avoidable, and it's not the end of the world. I mean, it is a business at the end of the day. You called him up, you gave him a shot, it didn't look good, you just wanted to double confirm it. I guess we can hang our hat on that, but I just feel like it's one of those things that, why even ring that bell? Why go through this exercise if you didn't have to? And that's kind of where I fell on the Kimbrel thing. It's not the worst. It's not the biggest disrespect in the history of baseball or anything like that. it's just one of those situations that didn't look great, and you just didn't have to go through it to begin with, in my opinion.
Because they don't, and I'm talking about the Braves, don't they have not been in a lot of save opportunities lately. Going forward, I don't want to say going forward, but in the near future, who do you see being the closer? Obviously, Rafi came in 2 games ago. It was lights out, Grant. But, I mean, as we go forward, and they obviously, hopefully, they get into these save situations, do you think they go back to him, or do you think they try to somebody else?
I think he's still in the mix. I think that when you see an appearance like we saw in the first game against Milwaukee, that it starts to make you feel like, okay, the adjustments are coming, because you knew he had to scrap the slider. That just wasn't working anymore. There's no point in even trying it and forcing that issue any longer, because that was where the home runs were coming from. But it also takes an adjustment to one's arsenal to, all right, well, that's no longer available to me. Now how do I want to sequence my changeup, and when do I want to throw my sinker? When do I just throw a straight-up four-seamer and, you know, dot the I on the outside of the outside corner? So I feel like it takes an adjustment period, but I also felt like we had reached critical mass with the closer thing, where you just wanted to give him a little bit of a breather, little mental reset, maybe toss him in the seventh or the eighth inning a couple of times. If there's a save opportunity of 3 runs, maybe that's where you start to introduce him to it. But as you mentioned, we haven't had a whole lot of save opportunities of 3 runs, but I feel like they had to do this at this point, whether it's Pierce Johnson, who I know pitched in some tough luck in one case with a wild pitch loss against the Giants, then gave up a walk-off homer. Pierce has probably been the Braves' best reliever this year in my eyes. You can continue to go to him, Dylan Lee, and then obviously mix in Rysell. It's, you know, just compounds matters to lose Deisbel Hernandez. Even though he had struggled, he was still a live arm and an important piece for your bullpen, no matter where he's used. The Braves are just in a weird position depth-wise and quality-wise. I'll be intrigued to see what they do with Dylan Dodd, because they've been missing that other lefty outside of Aaron Bummer because they don't have A.J. Minter. I'm not saying that Dodd's going to turn into Minter overnight, but he has done some really, really good work in relief in AAA, and maybe that's finally where he finds the role to have some success at the big league level and make a contribution to a bullpen that needs anybody and everybody to step up right now.
Well, I thought Ruiz was interesting last night, too. Like, obviously, he struggled with control and did walk in a runner, but he inherited the bases loaded with no outs and only gave up one run. Clearly, he has a live arm, but maybe struggles with control a little bit. How much of a factor, like, what do you think his role is going to be in the bullpen?
I still think we're probably talking about that seventh or eighth guy. Obviously, he's onto the roster because somebody else cut him loose. I mean, he's in the vein of the Scott Blewitts and other guys that we've just seen come on and off the roster. Dylan Dodd certainly qualifies as that kind of deal too. But it doesn't mean just because they were the last one in that they'll always be the first one out. They may be the last man standing by the time this thing's all done. I don't know. But they're just trying to move whatever pieces they can right now, because as we all know, we're 6-7 weeks away from the trade deadline. Clubs haven't packed it in. Right. You're certainly not going to call the Rockies and overpay for some of their pieces in the bullpen. They don't have much to speak of. But I don't know. You identify talent where you can. It's just not the time to trade yet. And unfortunately, that's where the Braves find themselves, or ride it out for at least another month.
Grant, we appreciate it.
Appreciate
Thank
it,
you.
Mike.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Braves insider, host of From the Diamond. That's the first time he said that run differential thing to us.
Yeah.
Maybe he had said it to others, but he hadn't said it to us before. Do you have to wonder, like, with the Kimbrel thing, like, it had just been going on for a long time in the minors. They knew what it was.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wonder if they called him up and just kind of hoped you would get rocked, and then it was like, all right, now we can put this thing to bed.
I've always thought that.
It would have been a lot easier if he...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Because once I kept asking, why did it happen? And you start seeing other people doing this, he did. And I'm just thinking, they wanted to go ahead and just like, okay, y'all see what we see.
You see it. Because unfortunately, he came up and didn't give up any runs.
Because people were calling. Yeah. Why isn't Kerry? Right. Why isn't he here? You want to know why he ain't here? Was that my Shannon Sharp?
Exactly.
Shannon Sharp lean back?
Right. But it would have been a lot easier to do the lean back and point if he gave up like three home runs, you know, and it looked bad.
Right.
If you weren't watching the game, you look at the box score. Exactly. He just gave up no runs and got out through an inning. Anyway, thanks to Grant. Great stuff as always. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.